It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Cosmetic fillers and other procedures can correct your imperfections for months at a time, but it seems that more women are turning to cosmetic acupuncture. It's a chemical-free, safe way to look younger and improve your overall health. My guest is Dana Hoffman. She is a licensed acupuncturist. Welcome to the show, Dana. Tell us a little bit about cosmetic acupuncture and what does it do most for the face?
Hi, Melanie. It does a couple of things for the face. First of all, acupuncture as a whole is going to improve overall digestion, sleep, and functionality of the body. Cosmetic acupuncture does a couple of things specifically when you do it more intensely for the face. It can improve the overall coloring of the skin, which is something that any of the additives that you were previously mentioning, like injectables, really do not do, because the cosmetic acupuncture is increasing the rate at which you're shedding the epidural layer and building up a new healthier layer of collagen and elastin. When we're 28 years old, we shed that layer every 28 days, and when we're 40, we shed it every 40 days. So things slow down over time. You don't stop building new cells, but it takes longer to do it, which is why the complexion gets to be kind of blah after a while.
Is this any different than regular acupuncture?
It is different because more needles are on the face, and it is not different in that it's still connecting to organ function on the inside. So it's a little bit of each.
Okay, so does it focus only on the face, or are there other parts that you can, you know, work on with cosmetic acupuncture?
Cosmetic acupuncture can work on a lot of different things. It is going to improve overall health, as I mentioned. It also is going to work kind of on some specific things. So it's different than regular acupuncture in that it's also targeting fine lines and wrinkles and maybe the dark circles under some people's eyes. And it's also functioning in the sense of creating better overall health. So again, digestion, sleep, mild depression. If somebody has acne or rosacea, it will also focus on that.
Well, and I would imagine if you're sleeping better and you're not as depressed and your digestion is better, you're going to look and feel better anyway. So how are the results? I mean, I'm not going to ask you the direct question, does it really work? Because you wouldn't be in business if it didn't, or if you didn't think it did. But do people see the difference? Is it something, because like Botox, you know, the wrinkles are gone for a month or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. The results vary just as any procedure would vary. But if I think somebody's not going to have good results, I would have that discussion with them up front, because that's my reputation and I very much care about it. The results can be seen. I'd like to say that getting acupuncture once is like working out once. So you'll see the results, but if you want them to last, it's recommended to get multiple sessions in a very tight time period to get the results to last longer. So people will generally feel their pores and skin is a little bit tighter and firmer even after the first visit. They'll see a little shift in the coloring of the face. The overall tone should be changing. Some patients see the fine lines and the dark circles fading pretty quickly as well.
Is this something you have to now chronically do, like exercise? You know, you can't really stop.
Well, you don't run a marathon after one training session, but it's recommended to get 10 treatments within a 5-week period. If somebody's schedule doesn't quite allow for that, a 10-week period is fine. And then just quarterly or semi-annual maintenance, just coming in for like 2 sessions at a time, is recommended to get the results to sustain.
Okay, Dana, you knew I'm going to ask you this. Does it hurt?
Well,
I mean, it's in your face and you're lying there trying to be still while someone's putting tiny needles into your face.
They're very small needles. For anybody who has had acupuncture, they're nothing like a syringe. But facial points can be sensitive because we are designed where, you know, if some sort of stimuli touches space, you would want to know about that rather than not know. Some of the points can be sensitive, but it's like a little zing. It goes in, and once it's in, it's fine. So, you know, it's very invigorating at the same time, but it's, if somebody really had a low threshold for pain, I wouldn't recommend it for them. I do have a variety of needles that I can use, and there are super thin ones as an option.
And what about cost? Is this a very expensive thing to do? I mean, because I know that chemical peels, Botox can run upwards of thousands of dollars once you get down to it.
Absolutely. Well, if you look at the overall, the aggregate, if somebody's getting Botox, Juvederm, chemical peel, and any number of things, this is very a la carte. You know, well, we've got to get this and this and this and this, and that can really add up on the bottom line. Cosmetic acupuncture is one procedure, and it should last, in a healthy individual, it should last with regular maintenance from 3 to 5 years. So the cost is, for the initial 10-session treatment, it's about $1,200. Obviously, that would vary from practitioner to practitioner, because it's very, you know, it's very specific placement of the needle. There is a lot of work involved with it. So $1,200 would generally be what to budget.
So what about doing this in conjunction with other things? I mean, I would not want to even think about doing it in conjunction with a chemical peel. My goodness, talk about pain. You know, you've got all this exposed skin. So what do you recommend if they wanted to do it alongside, you know, as an adjunct to other types of procedures?
I think it's a great adjunct to get a facial done about halfway through to really shine things up on the complexion. It is absolutely contraindicated for something like Botox because even in the magazine inserts for Botox, botulism type A can move and migrate to other parts of the body. So I actually have patients sign off on the fact that they have not had Botox for 6 months because the risks would be too great for me to even consider taking them on as a patient. So there are definitely contraindications, and I review that with everybody.
So a facial is a good thing to do kind of in the middle of your course of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can go on and do this quarterly, as you say, or semi-annually, mm-hmm. and then you keep it up. You said 5 years. Does it then not really work after that?
Well, you might want to repeat the procedure at that point.
Okay, so you can still keep doing it as long as you want and seeing results.
Yeah, I mean, some people come in and they aren't having the full protocol. They're just getting a few facial points at a time along with whatever they're really in for with respect to their own health. And those results definitely sustain. They feel great, they look great, and they don't do the full procedure. But if you do the full procedure, which is a good way to kick off the sort of changing of the skin tone, it will last with regular maintenance. Just like your body, once you get into good shape, if you just maintain it, you don't have to work as hard at it.
So Dana, in the last minute or so left, give people your best advice about cosmetic acupuncture and what it can do for them.
Okay. Well, there are pros and cons to it. There is no downtime, which is important. Some of the other procedures that people have done can result in serious bruising or other issues that keep them shut indoors. So you can go out immediately after having cosmetic acupuncture. It's gentler. It's not meant to look like a radical facelift. So it's going to be more subtle. A lot of people don't tell their friends that they're having it done, but their friends comment that they look really refreshed and they're not really sure what the changes are.
So it's a gentle procedure. Yeah. It's something you can try. It's not as painful. The cost is certainly comparable to trying some of these other things that are additives and preservatives. So why not? If you're thinking of trying something, cosmetic acupuncture might just be for you. This is Melanie Cole, and remember to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Have a great day. Stay well.